Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about two charges that showed up on my bank account that I didn't authorize.
All right, can I have your zip code, please?
19958.
All right, can I have your first and last name?
Rebecca Caldwell.
And for verification.
And
for verification purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
Can I what?
Verify your shipping address.
35045 North Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
All right, Ms. Rebecca, I do have your account pulled up, and I noticed that you ordered Aikido and Cleanse on March 16th, and during a 14-day trial period. If you didn't call after your 14 days, then they charge you a original price for that product you received during the free shipping and handling.
I never saw anything in the fine print or anything on my bill anywhere, my invoice that I got that said that. I never did see that.
Yes, ma'am, in the terms and conditions, after you put in your information to pay for shipping and handling, it states that after 14 days that it will charge you the original price if you don't call in to cancel. May I ask?
I would never have purchased this product if I knew that this was going to cost $90 for a bottle. And I got duped into getting the cleanse that I didn't even want because I couldn't get out of the website. I couldn't get out of it. Now, I looked over that carefully, and I did not see anything. And I have gone back over every piece of information. I've tried to get back into the email by ketoascend.com that it came through on. There is no website I can pull up. I'm being scammed. I am a retiree. I get a Social Security check once a month, and you took my grocery money and more from me.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not agree to this anywhere.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the website now, and I'm putting in the information at the bottom. It says I agree to terms and conditions to be billed to 670.
Where is the website? What is the website?
It's Try Keto. Try Keto. Keto. Ascend. ASCEND.com.
I have not, that website is not on anything that I received. All I received from you after I purchased this free thing, all I purchased, I got from you, and there's nothing. It disappeared. What I signed I didn't assign or agree to anything. I never signed anything that said you have the authority to go into my bank account and charge me. I do not want this. I do not want it. I can't afford for you to do this. And I don't have one thing on my papers that I purchased anywhere that has this that you are telling me.
It's on the
website. It was nowhere. The website is not what I purchased off of. I purchased off of something online, and there was nothing there that said that. Nothing said that when I purchased this product. Nothing.
Do you remember where you were online?
It was a website, and I don't know. I got it off of Facebook. And
yes,
I purchased it, and I went through the whole thing. I can't get back to it. That's my problem.
Yes, ma'am.
There is no such thing. Well, you can, but I can't. I don't see anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
and typically when people have tried to scam before, and they send the purchase that I made, it will have it on that page. It will have it right there on that page that says you have this such and such. I don't remember even seeing anything on there that said you have 14 days. or that it was a 15-day trial.
Yes, ma'am. You would have to click the terms and conditions. Yes, and this is not a scam. Those were authorized purchases. May I ask, have you tried out the product?
This is just... I just don't know what to do. I can't afford this. You just took $200 out of my life. I would have agreed to pay $90 for a bottle of pills. That's ridiculous. And then one I don't even want. Can I send it back? It hasn't even been opened.
We are not a shipping and receiving warehouse.
No, of course you're not. Is there a manager or somebody I can speak with? This is outrageous.
Well, yes, ma'am.
I would just like to know where it was on the website that I clicked, because I couldn't even get out of that website, whatever I signed up for. I couldn't even get out of it. I didn't even want it. It kept asking me questions. It wouldn't let me out. All I wanted was that one bottle. Oh, that's it. And I couldn't even get out of it. I've never seen a website so horrible. I should have just stopped right then and there, because I knew I was being scammed, but I didn't know it was going to be this. Can you imagine yourself having, going to your bank account when you have limited funds and you see that you've had $90-some taken out twice by some ignorant ass company that scammed me? Can you? You know they do. They put that in fine print so you don't even see it. You know it's buried in there. Can you imagine yourself, Jay? Would you like that? Would you be able to handle that? What if I made my car payment and I couldn't make my car payment because they took that $200 out? That's insane. What am I supposed to do? What else does it say? Are you going to do that every month? You're going to keep taking money out every month? Does that say it too?
Yes, ma'am. As you agree to the terms and conditions, after you click that you're ready to do the shipping and handling, it does do this monthly. And also, with it monthly, you also qualify for a 35% off.
You better take... Okay, you cancel it right now. I don't want it monthly.
Bullshit. Yes, ma'am. I can even go to 50% off.
I don't want it. I want it canceled. I don't want any other stupid-ass bargain. I want it canceled. Period. Canceled. Canceled. Are you there, Jay?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Charity.
I want it... Charity, okay. I want it canceled. Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am. Let me speak with my manager.
You have to speak to a manager to see if I can cancel an order I don't want?
No, ma'am. Speak to a manager to notify I'm canceling an order you don't want.
This is outrageous. I can't wait to find some place to write a review on this. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're just leaving me sit here in silence. I need to know what you're doing.
I had to put you on a brief hold, and you said you wanted your account canceled, and I was canceling your account.
Okay, what do I get as a confirmation that you're canceling it? Oh, I'm so angry. I could just...
A confirmation code.
I hope you feel good about working for something like this, and knowing how I'm sure I'm not the first one who's called up and had an issue with this. I'm sure I'm not the first one. Just people just There was no place on there. It even said anything. I never saw anything about $92 and $91 ever. This is absolutely outrageous.
You have pen and paper for your cancellation code?
I'm sorry?
Pen and paper for cancellation code?
Yes, I do.
C as in cancel, 531. E as in Edward. A as in apple, 53202. Could you repeat that back to me so we have the same number on file?
C as in Charles, 531. E as in Edward. A as in apple, 53202.
Yes, ma'am, we have the same number on file.
Okay, now what does, tell me what that covers.
That your account is counseling you and I be billed monthly.
Okay, and I won't be receiving any more. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
So I see what you do. You wait until 14 days. Let's see, I got this on the 24th. So is it from the date of purchase or the date of delivery?
The date of
purchase. Because I didn't get it. Oh, because I didn't get it for a week. So I see you wait until after it's too late to take this out of my account, so I can't challenge it. I see. I get that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just fits along with everything else with this. Horrible, horrible customer service. I've never seen, this is the first time in a long time I've seen anything so bad. So is this for both products?
Yes, ma'am.
I get one confirmation code for two products.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will not be charged anymore. You just sucked $200 out of my account, but I won't get any more charges. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, you have a nice day, Charity, and you just enjoy your job and screwing over people. I know it's not your fault, but you shouldn't be working for such a scam place. Enjoy.